And news, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. launches more strikes in Syria. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The U.S. Central Command released a video of U.S. military aircraft taking off right before the new airstrikes on Syria Saturday afternoon Eastern Time. Retaliatory strikes targeted the Islamic State group following last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter in the country. Jordan says its military joined the U.S. in Saturday strikes. The U.S. Central Command issued a statement saying, "Our message remains strong. If you harm our warfighters, we will find you and kill you anywhere in the world, no matter how hard you try to evade justice." I'm Donna Warder.
Iran's president says officials will listen to protesters, but rioters aim to destroy the entire society. His comments reflect a hardening tone amid ongoing demonstrations across the country. The protests, sparked by economic grievances, have evolved into a direct challenge to Iran's theocracy. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti, he says the leadership in Iran has lost all credibility.
So you have economic humiliation, you have military humiliation with Operation Midnight Hammer and the 12-day war last year battering the Iranian regime, and you now have political humiliation where it's clear that the government no longer has any legitimacy whatsoever on the streets of Iran.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. There's another warning from President Trump to Cuba in the wake of Nicolas Maduro's ouster in Venezuela. Cuba is a close ally of Venezuela and a major beneficiary of oil shipments from Venezuela. But Cuba has been cut off from shipments as U.S. forces seize tankers. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are disconnected from each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call an epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns around the U.S., many churches and some other groups are working to reconnect their communities. The Neighborhood Resilience Project, an Orthodox Christian social service agency in Pittsburgh, hosts a food pantry and free health clinic. It also deploys community health deputies to provide emotional support. This is SRN News. A veteran major league outfielder has received a lengthy suspension for performance-enhancing drug use.
Free agent outfielder Max Kepler has been suspended 80 games following a positive test for a banned performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's drug program. Kepler tested positive for epitrenbolone, a substance that led to a suspension in 2018 for boxer Manuel Char. An 11-year Major League veteran, Kepler spent last season with the Philadelphia Phillies. He played his first 10 seasons with the Minnesota Twins. Kepler accepted the suspension without contesting the discipline in a grievance, a person familiar with the process told the AP. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Google is expanding the shopping features in its AI chat box by teaming up with Walmart, Shopify, Wayfair, and other big retailers to turn the Gemini app into a virtual merchant as well as an assistant. More details at srnnews.com.